The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rob. Greg Poehler's successful summertime hit comedy, Welcome to Sweden. Back again for a new run of episodes on NBC, and he's here to tell us what we can expect. Plus, remember little Vicky on the Love Boat? We'll find out what's up with actress Jill Whelan. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Last year's summertime hit comedy, Welcome to Sweden, created by Greg Poehler, along with his sister Amy, is headed back to NBC for a new run of episodes in just a few weeks. I talked to Greg about what would be the approach to this season.
I would say it's the same approach. I mean, I think we have a lot of a lot more exciting guest stars coming for season two. Jason Priestley and Neve Campbell. Actually, Neve Campbell is playing has a recurring role in five episodes, season two. And Jack Black and Amy and Aubrey are back, and Paul Simon, actually. He's this season's Gene Simmons.
Greg reminded me that the show, of course, is based on a major part of his own real life.
Yeah, I mean, the story is the story of my life, in the sense that I am an American that moved to Sweden for love. And, I mean, I've been here about 9 years now, but really the first season of the show tries to capture the first few months of my or anyone's journey when they move abroad. And so it's really the entirety of the first season is about really what happens when you give up everything for someone, and is love enough, and the culture clashes that inevitably arise when you move
Sure.
to Sweden or to any country.
Also part of the cast, celebrated actress Ileana Douglas, who talked to me about how she got involved.
Well, as I tell everyone, I answer the phone and I say yes. I said yes. They said Stockholm. I said, oh, okay. My journey was that I had done a web series for IKEA for about 5 years called Easy to Assemble. So I was immersed in Swedish culture, but had never gone to Sweden. And part of our working on the show was we needed Swedish actors living in California. And so I was connected with a Swedish agent. And I said, hey, you know, if anything ever comes up, I would love to work in Sweden. And sure enough, this thing came up, and you know, Greg and I just talked on the phone, and I feel as if we hit it off. I think we have the same sensibility. I was born in Massachusetts. We have a kind of an East Coast sense of humor, but we just hit it off, and I the thought of working in another country just seemed so appealing to me, especially a country I always wanted to visit. And then when I went there and worked on the show, my goodness, it was just incredible. I just loved the whole cultural experience. Was really fantastic, and I think that that's what comes across on the show. Is this really kind of it looks like we're having fun in this familial sense, and all the different exchange of actors and acting techniques. Getting to work with Patrick Duffy, of course. Getting to work with Greg. It's been an amazing experience.
Just like last year, episodes will run both in the U.S. and in Sweden simultaneously. Any difference in those episodes?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I think that, I mean, the biggest difference is when it comes to audiences is that, you know, the show is a mix of two languages, Swedish and English, and the Swedish audiences are so used to watching shows with subtitles that it's second nature to them. But I think for Americans, it was for some, it was quite startling. We're making America read.
Coming from a huge showbiz family, Ileana literally grew up in the industry. So I ask her opinion on the landscape of show business today, with streaming and online. How does that affect choices?
Well, I think it's fantastic because, of course, it gives actors an opportunity to work and to self-create, which, you know, I'm very much interested in. And even though my grandfather was part of the you know, MGM studio system for many years. He also was a producer. He got out of the Army and he, you know, produced Call Me Mister and was involved in a lot of behind the scenes script writing. You know, a very famous movie he did called Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House. You know, people forget, they think of the golden age of Hollywood, but he was behind the scenes helping write, working with the producer. So I think that people are always looking for opportunities to branch out their careers. And that was one of the reasons that I went to the web. I was wanting to do more, you know, writing and directing. And so I had this fantastic opportunity from IKEA. And like I said, they gave me an amazing opportunity for 5 years, to write, you know, a very autobiographical show. And, it was a great experience for me. And I'm producing another web series now for, Jill Soloway's company, Wifey TV, called The Skinny. So I'm going to start shooting that. So, I mean, I think we're being given opportunities that maybe we're not going to get on network television. And I think, again, Welcome to Sweden represents this, you know, this branching out of show business. Here is a show that we're shooting in Sweden, but is airing on NBC because it's cost effective for NBC. But the audiences love it, and we'll also, again, be able to watch it, you know, download it, et cetera. And that's, people are accepting that that's a way to watch, you know, entertainment. And as long as the audience sees it, I mean, for me personally, the audience is the most important thing. And if you have the audience to watch your art, then it's all, you know, then it's all worth it. And I think anybody would take a pay cut, you know, doing web series in order to feel that they're making their mark artistically.
You can catch the entire first season, all 10 episodes of Welcome to Sweden, in a 2-disc DVD set available right now on Amazon. And season 2 debuts on NBC on July 19th. Once again, TV at the top of the list in the latest in pop culture. More pluses and minuses for the new TV season. Undateable will be back for an all-live 13-episode third season on the network. Unprecedented for a live program on NBC. Same network that also, though, pulled the plug on things like About a Boy, Marry Me, One Big Happy, and State of Affairs as well. Constantine finally got the axe officially, although, as you would guess, there's a ton of different resurrection rumors circulating. Nothing official so far from any network. Meanwhile, over on Fox, Bones will be back for a season 11. However, Backstrom will not be back for a second season. And as we told you last week, the following also canceled by Fox. Premiering next January, where the following usually would, will be The X-Files. The premiere will actually be right after the post-NFC Championship game in January. And then the series will debut in its regular slots Mondays at 8 p.m. on the network. And finally, completing the rest of the TV puzzle is CBS, who's renewed CSI Cyber, The Odd Couple, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, Hawaii Five-O, Criminal Minds, Elementary, The Good Wife, Blue Bloods, and Persons of Interest as well. At last, it's the show, though, only getting a 13-episode order from CBS when it premieres in the fall. Last December, Archie announced that there was going to be a reboot of the Riverdale crowd with Mark Waid at the head of it. Now we're getting closer to the debut of that and some more information on new titles as well. First of all, the Mark Waid Fiona Staples Archie number 1 will hit comic stores in July. And there'll also be 2 other titles as well planned, one including a revamped Jughead and a Betty and Veronica title drawn and written by artist Adam Hughes. The new Jughead number 1 is set for September. Betty and Veronica debut in December. The Point, The Point. She was one of the most recognizable TV faces of the 70s and 80s. Jill Whelan, you knew her as Little Vicky Stubing on The Love Boat. Over the years, she's grown up and stayed connected to show business, working in cabarets, having a successful podcast, and staying involved with the cruise industry.
I have been a cruise fan since I first stepped foot on a princess cruise. And so my family and I have had many celebrations on cruises. I got married on a princess cruise. My parents renewed their vows on a princess cruise. My son, we celebrated his graduation. We celebrated a birthday. You know, any kind of milestone, it's the thing that we do. So this relationship now that I have with Princess, which is I'm their celebrations ambassador, is really, it came out of my own personal experiences and the way that I like to vacation.
So what does her job entail as being celebrations ambassador?
As the celebrations ambassador for Princess, I'm basically going to be highlighting the many different packages that Princess has for celebrations aboard a Princess cruise. I will be doing trade shows with them. I'll be doing celebrations videos, things like that, things like this, talking on the radio, getting the message out there. It's something that is so organic to me and something that I love talking about that it's easy because I do love it and it's so exciting and there's so much to do now. Cruising today is nothing like it was 20 years ago. For example, right now we have one of the biggest prolific legends on Broadway, Stephen Schwartz, who's creating 4 original shows just for Princess Cruises. It's going to be Broadway caliber shows. Stephen Schwartz did Wicked, Pippin, Godspell, tons of other musicals as well, but he's bringing in all his musical people. It's going to be a spectacular couple of shows. So things like that, the restaurants, everything. It's a completely different industry.
I know she started out early, but how did Jill really get into acting in the first place?
When I was very, very little, my mother was a nursery school teacher, and according to her, she needed to find some place to put me during the summertime because I would try to hijack her nursery school classes and teach them. And it was very distracting. So the only thing that was happening locally near where she worked was a production of The King and I. And she thought, that could be good. It's a bunch of kids. It'll be like camp. I'll have her audition for that and put her in there, and then my problems will all be solved. And what happened was that a lot of those kids, this was in Northern California, were all working in commercials, and I thought that sounded like a lot of fun. So I sent my picture into an agent in San Francisco to the Bredner Agency way back when, and that was it. I just started working right away.
I asked Jill to reflect back a little bit on some of her great Love Boat moments.
Oh, gosh, there are so many incredible moments. We didn't work with just actors. We worked with legends from Ethel Merman, Carol Channing, Lillian Gish, Olivia de Havilland, who played Melanie in Gone with the Wind, Cary Grant, Andy Warhol, Van Johnson, the list goes, Cab Calloway, the list goes on and on with the amount of actors that we were and performers that we were able to work with. I tell a story, which is that after Andy Warhol had done the show, which was such a coup because he wasn't an actor and he ended up winding up on a sitcom with us, which was just such an amazing opportunity. I was in New York shopping and some gal tapped me on the shoulder and asked if I was Jill Whelan, and I said yes. She said, well, I work for Andy Warhol, and if he knew you were in town, he would want me to invite you down to the factory. Would you come? And of course I said yes, and then there we went down to New York to the factory, and Andy met me at the door and took me around and gave me a tour of the factory for a couple of hours and signed posters. So that was a pretty incredible experience.
Since the Love Boat, Jill's made her mark in show business in a couple of different ways, including a pretty successful podcast that, well, I kind of miss.
My partner and I, Brian Phelps, from famous Mark and Brian fame, we did a podcast for 2 years. He and I have been really dear friends for about 18 years. And that was really a blast. It's just that his projects and my other projects sort of kind of have taken over. I just did an episode of Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart, and I did Bold and the Beautiful. I just finished a movie. I've got a big show coming out on ABC in the beginning of the summer. So it's just, I have a cabaret show that I've been traveling around with. So it's just everything else kind of took over.
You can catch up more with Jill right now in her job as Celebrations Ambassador for Princess Cruises. Just head to the main website, princess.com. That's it for the podcast, but when we're back, let's take a look at The Blacklist, season 2 ending. Where does it all stop, and where does it pick up again next year? Actress Megan Boone fills in the spaces on that and more on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory as well. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under The Point Radio, too. And we'll see you right back here. Get the Point.